my engagement with the family is first and foremost about mitigating their trauma in the system and helping them to navigate the system as they look to support their loved one. The system doesn't allow for a close look of people. It's very mechanical, it's very industrial. You know, you on one end you have policing, people coming in the middle you have the courts deciding, and then on the back end you have incarceration and then release. And it's just so systematic that we lose sight of the fact that they are human beings going through this system, going through this grinder. And perhaps our views are not as sensitive to that as it should be, because by and large, these are poor people without a political or economic voice. And frankly, they're black and brown people, at least in New York State. And because they're disconnected from the policymakers and the elite, there's just no incentive to look at this a little bit more closely and say we're doing something that's fundamentally wrong. I think that there has been a shift, a rhetorical shift, hasn't really been followed up with a lot of legislative measures of substance. For instance, we're talking about at least 47,000 laws and ordinances nationwide which prevents anyone who have had criminal justice involvement from ever being fully civically whole again. Anytime you made a decision that if a person had a misdemeanor or a felony or an arrest, that they can't access this occupational license or they can't live in this housing development, right, or get this government benefit, those are conscious decisions, right, that were made to really push people further away from being whole civically. I think that's the contradiction of New York as this national narrative of the liberal bastion of the country. And then you have the largest housing provider, the New York City Housing Authority, which has the authority, which they exercise daily, of evicting whole families because one family member has an arrest, not even, you know, a conviction, but on arrest, they can move to evict. And the idea that you would take a person's home away from them and think that they would have any opportunity to be stable or not engage in activities of survival, which is likely going to be criminal in nature,
just doesn't make any sense.
It's self-perpetuating. So I think that, you know, as we move forward in this, you know, national conversation around reentry and ended mass incarceration, I think, you know, as a society, people need to hold policymakers accountable to their words, to their speeches. And, you know, real laws need to be passed. Those that are on the books that foster mass incarceration need to be repealed. What's important is for policymakers to follow up their rhetoric with laws.